Over 30 years of advice for your house, home, castle, or cabin.
Y'all have things you want to get done.
It's Rosie on the House.
Saddle up for hour three of Rosie on the House. Every Arizona homeowner's happy place, and we're glad you're here. We're here to help you with any question you might have about your Arizona home. And you reach us by dialing the toll-free number, 1-888-767-4348. If you have a newcomer that's moved in next door, you make sure they know about Rosie on the House so they aren't taken advantage of. We've been here for 34 years protecting the Arizona homeowner. And we were recently, within the last couple weeks, down at the Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home Show in the Tucson Convention Center. And Jennifer and I can tell you and attest to you that I understand they had an attendance over the weekend of about 8,000 people. I will tell you, a third or more of everyone that walked up to our booth that weekend had recently moved to Tucson. So we need to catch these newcomers as they move into Arizona. The way we service our homes, maintain our homes, repair our homes is different than the way they're doing it, probably from wherever they're coming from, unless they're coming from Lordsburg, New Mexico. And I just don't see that wave yet. So we're very unique here in the Southwest. So if your neighbor has moved in from some other place in the country, make sure they know about Rosie on the House. Give them one of your Rosie on the House calendars. Make sure they know about the program. We're here to protect, inform, educate, and hopefully entertain you, the Arizona homeowner, for your own protection. We do that in a number of ways. One of them is we publish a digital newsletter that's circulated to about 20,000 homeowners by subscription only. You have to ask for it. We don't blanket mail anybody. And in this week's newsletter, it actually tells you about what we're going to be talking about this particular show. And we're talking last hour about the pros and cons of buying a flipped home. We started the 8 o'clock hour with a whole bunch of information from Dave and the B issue. We've got a very active B situation going on, primarily because of the great monsoon rains, the record-setting monsoon rains we had last summer. We talked about the history of making wine with Eric Berg. That was a fun conversation. I could grab that guy. I could lasso that guy, sit him down, talk to him for hours. Great conversation about the history of winemaking in the state of Arizona. Last hour, we talked about pros and cons of flipping homes. This hour, we're going to answer your question if you'll dial in at 1-888-767-4348. And we're going to be talking about the tricks and tips of picking the right remodeling contractor for your home.
And if you're just joining the hour, stay tuned to the hour, because at the end of the hour, we've given one away each hour so far. It's a forever rose. It's a real rose that's dipped in 24 karat gold, so it preserves it forever. And the stem is colored completely gold, and they whatever coating they use with it, the petals and the leaves on the rose is a translucent film, so you can actually still see the red rose and the green leaf and the stem, and the edges are all lined in 24 karat gold. It's something that we used to do with a local jeweler here, but since they retired, we didn't have someone to partner with, so we went to the manufacturer that's out of Pennsylvania and talked to them, and we just brought it and used it in our e-store because we couldn't find anyone else that wanted to carry it. So it's a random thing. You go to our e-store and it's all tools and products for Arizona homeowners, and there's like this gold rose. But it was just something that's popular that we've been doing for years around Mother's Day, around Valentine's Day, as a fun promotion. So we have one gold dipped rose to give away each hour. The answer to the 8 o'clock hour was 1 million trees planted on Arbor Day. The answer to hour number two was lacerations as the number one injury that homeowners are checked into urgent care hospitals on. So we'll pick something from this hour randomly and ask at the end of the hour, and then you just text that answer to 411-923. We'll pick a random right winner. But it is our open home hour, open to you, the Arizona homeowner, at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Let's bring Larry from Litchfield into the conversation. Good morning, sir. How may we help you?
I just want to know if I can use PEX tubing on the output of my pressure temperature relief valve on my water heater. I'm hoping the answer is yes.
And it is. I texted one of our plumbing manager, Jeff Carmichael, at Day and Night Plumbing, and he said yes, but they don't recommend it, and here's why. The PEX, you know, PEX does carry hot water from the water heater to your home. Points of distribution, the faucets, the laundry, wherever. But the water coming out of a water heater is generally speaking around 120 degrees, just depending on your temperature settings. When that pressure relief valve is activated, the water's a lot hotter. In fact, you know, you never want that to be activated. What it's designed to do is if the thermostat ever malfunctioned and didn't shut off, and the water inside the tank continued to heat up and was brought to a boil, well, eventually that water heater would explode. The pressure relief valve is a spring that's designed to open as steam inside the tank starts to build. That pressure relief valve opens, and it lets that water out of the tank before it gets to a boil that would blow up your water heater. When that spring is activated by the pressure from the steam inside the tank, it's a lot hotter than 120 degrees, and you're right at the edge of the temperature rating of a PEX. And there's two colors of PEX that you're going to have. There's going to be the blue one for the cold water supply and the red one for the hot water supply. You're going to be at the edge of that temperature rating of that red supply. But yes, by code, can you? Yes. Do they recommend it? No, for all those reasons we just said. So choice from there is yours. And you know what? If it's really close, Larry, if your water heater is not inside your home or it's in the garage, or you know, if it's somewhere where it's right next to the exterior wall and you can pipe that straight to the outside on a very short run, you're probably okay. But if it's anywhere critical where a lot of water damage would cost you a lot of money in repairs, or if it's got to go a long span, I've been in a home. It was so strange. You know, I get what they did. They tried to get the water heater closer to the point of origin so that when you're operating your water, your hot water faucets, it didn't have a long distance to go. But that pressure relief valve went almost 50 feet through the home out to the distribution on the exterior of the home. If you had a long run like that, I definitely wouldn't put it there. Short run next to the exterior of the home, by code, it's okay. We appreciate the call from there. Yeah,
I've got a public service announcement.
Okay.
On two fronts. All of you APS customers who have taken our advice the last 20 years and have converted your consumption of electricity to time of use programs, know that APS is modifying that over the next 4 to 6 to 8 weeks. You'll be notified by email if you've established an APS homeowner portal. They will email you and tell you when they're going to do it in stages, they're going to do it in waves, and they're going to convert everybody to the new time of use program. Instead of on peak, running from 3 o'clock to 8 o'clock, they're going to give you two more additional hours off peak. On peak will now be only from 4 to 7. This is going to open up huge doors for all of you that have been hesitant to try supercooling. It's going to be huge. So watch, get to APS, if you're an APS customer, and get in the portal and make sure they have your email address, because they will notify you when your home gets flipped. And when it gets flipped, that's when you want to make sure you reset your programmable thermostats. Or if you're one of the thousands and thousands of people who have purchased a home energy management computer, you're going to want to reset that as well. So be watching for that. Don't lose the chance of living comfortably with a lower electric bill. And you can do that using the concept of supercooling. The other public service announcement I want to make is that we're on scam alert. High scam alert. Folks, if you answer the phone or you answer the door, and it was a phone call that they're not returning to you, they're phishing, they're soliciting. If you answer the doorbell and it wasn't someone you asked to come up to your door, just know that there's a very high probability you're about ready to be presented with some kind of scam. There is a particular scam out there going around right now, and I want to thank Kim Komando for bringing this to everybody's attention, that an energy auditor will come up to your house, ring the doorbell, and solicit a commitment from you to do an energy audit. Don't do it. Let's just go with a simple rule. If you didn't request it or ask for it, whether the solicitation comes through your mailbox, your telephone, or the doorbell, if you didn't request it, deny it. Do some research as to whether or not it really is appropriate and necessary, and then proceed with caution. That's what we're here for at Rosie on the House, is to make sure you never travel down that road of being taken advantage of. When we get back, we'll be going back to the phones to take your calls. The number is 1-888-767-4348.